Welcome back to Hardball. Well, after last week's expulsion of 35 Russian diplomats, U.S. relations with Russia are at their worst level since the 70s. Donald Trump has vowed to change that, promising a rapprochement with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Well, the feeling is mutual. Last week in his annual New Year's statement, Vladimir Putin congratulated Trump on his election and expressed new hope for U.S.-Russian relations, writing, "Acting in a constructive and pragmatic manner, we will be able to take real steps to restore the mechanisms of bilateral cooperation in various areas." Not everybody is on board.
Here's a fundamental fact that we may get to this later on. Vladimir Putin is a thug and a murderer and a killer and a KGB agent.
Well, for more on who President Putin is really and where he wants to take American friendship, if you will, I'm joined by Simon Marks, president and chief correspondent of Feature Story News, and Garry Kasparov, chairman of the Human Rights Foundation, the Russian pro-democracy leader and former world chess champion, of course. He's the author of Winter is Coming, Why Vladimir Putin and the Enemies of the Free World Must Be Stopped. Mr. Kasparov, thank you. It's an honor to have you on. I just want to get the big question out of you, which is, what is Putin up to, no matter who our president is, and what's the particular use he's going to try to make of Trump?
Now, Putin wants what every dictator wants, to stay in power for the rest of his life. And today, confrontation with the free world, confrontation with the United States, has become the staple of domestic propaganda. Economy is falling apart, so that's why Putin is relying heavily on his propaganda machine. And confrontation is a very important element of justifying his endless staying power.
Well, Simon, that sounds like Castro did for 40 years, justify his hold on the country's tyranny by saying the United States is out to get him.
Look, I think Gary's right. There's no question that Vladimir Putin envisages staying in power.
Well, so does Netanyahu.
Throughout
a lot of these guys, a lot of politicians have a plan like that.
No question about that, but I think his plan goes further than that. He's also all about trying to restore what he argues is Russia's historic sense of greatness. He's about degrading America's
standing. Talk about that part. How does dumping on our democracy, invading us, interrupting us, hacking Democratic National Committee stuff, how does that enhance the stature of Russia?
Because it's all designed to degrade America's ability to project itself as a paragon of democratic virtue, to project itself, as successive presidents of the United States have done, as the indispensable nation. So you play around with the computer servers of the Democratic Party, you undermine the democratic institutions here, you run circles around Barack Obama in Syria, you accentuate your own role on the world stage, and you continue to denigrate and try and pull down America's role there.
Mr. Kasparov, what is Putin envy about the United States? There's something in his mind that resents our position in the world to this day. What is it?
Again, for Putin to demonstrate his invincibility and his greatness in Russia, he must defy the biggest power in the world. So, the United States. And, of course, he has to demonstrate that democracy is not a functioning institute, since he's probably sick and tired of playing this, democratic window in Russian politics. So, he wants to demonstrate that democracy doesn't work elsewhere, and that's why targeting the United States, and, by the way, almost every major European country supporting the ultra-nationalist groups, supporting all groups that are trying to destroy the political status quo, and creating a mess all over the place, it serves his agenda.
What do you, if you were Trump's friend and you could get into his ear with some intelligence, what would you tell him that he might react to? Is there that he's being played, that Putin's using him?
No.
What would you say?
Look, I'm already troubled with the first assumption, being Mr. Trump's friend. Look, I can offer an advice to the president of the United States, whoever he or she is. They just have to look at what's happened, before. Just learn something from history. And it's very clear that, any attempt to negotiate with Vladimir Putin is a disaster by definition. The moment you are at the bargaining table with Putin, you already concede, strategic interests of the United States and the free world.
Does he kill his enemies in Russia?
Look, you look at the list of journalists and political activists killed in Russia, and I could mention my friend, colleague, late Boris Nemtsov, who was murdered in front of the Kremlin. Putin is a dictator, and he will do whatever to stay in power. And now creating chaos all over the world is a part of his agenda. And unfortunately, president-elect, is seen by Putin as an ideal counterpart to spread it around.
So he does worse than throwing people off his golf course, I guess.
Look, he and Donald Trump have something in common.
What?
Neither of them expected to be where they are today. Vladimir Putin plucked from obscurity by Boris Yeltsin. Donald Trump, the winner upset in the upset election last year. But Vladimir Putin's been doing this a lot longer than Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump's not careful, he runs circles.
Beware the man who rises to power on one suspender. Anyway, thank you, Simon Marks. Thank you, Garry Kasparov. With great honor to have you on.